Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Matthew chapter 14. Before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly thanking you for everything you do, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, Matthew chapter 14. Kind of want to focus particularly on the verse about Jesus walking on the water. And it starts on verse 22 in Matthew chapter 14, and it reads, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples go into the boat, go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, and the wind was contrary." Keep in mind that there were fishermen by profession, Peter being one of them, on this boat, right? So he's used to the water. He's seen this before. I'll keep reading. It says, "Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea." Also, remember that he sent them before him, telling them to go to the other side. So he sent them on this sea, right? Now we know the sea was going a little nuts, going a little crazy, because the wind was contrary. And the funny thing about the wind is offshore, it's stronger and steadier. So while they're on this boat and they see the waves and the wind is actually stronger than normal, because they're offshore, right? So it goes on to say on verse 26, "When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It's a ghost,' and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." I'm going to stop right there and let that sink in. No pun intended. Peter, being a fisherman by profession, knows that this is not natural. Nevertheless, he's walked with Jesus long enough to know that there's nothing all natural about Jesus. There's some supernatural going on with this guy, right? He's seen the healings. He's heard the preachings, the teachings. He knows there's something special about this one. When he sees Jesus, he says, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come." Of course, Jesus gave him the word. And by faith, Peter stepped out of that boat, knowing that this is not natural, but I trust Jesus. That's what's going through his head, right? Keep in mind, the wind was contrary. The wind was strong. It was steady. The waves were going haywire, so to speak. But he saw Jesus. He heard the word, and he stepped out. The reason why I wanted to share this particular verse and talk about this particular moment, this instant, is once again, Peter was a fisherman by profession. He knew this was not normal. It's not common. Yet God told him to come. In our walk, the longer we walk with Jesus, we begin to gain faith. And some of the things that we end up doing as we walk with Christ may not seem common or normal, so to speak. It's like Peter, knowing this was not natural to step out on the water. in your spiritual walk, the more you grow in faith, the more you get to know Jesus and gain relationships, some of the things that we do will not be natural to us. We got to keep the faith and keep stepping, keep walking, keep moving towards Jesus, knowing that he is guiding us, navigating us, and he has a plan. Knowing that we can trust him, knowing that if we keep the faith, we can do it. We can do all things through him who strengthened us. See, it wasn't natural for Peter to step out on that water, but he trusted Jesus. But when he lost sight and took his eyes off of that and remembered how windy it was, how strong and steady the current, the waves, how this isn't natural, he began to sink. So if we, on our walk, keep our eyes fixed on Christ, knowing that despite of what it looks like, we're walking by faith and not by sight, trusting him even in the unnatural things that we may end up doing, even in the uncommon things, because we're trusting his word, we're being led by the Spirit and not the flesh. Some of the things we have to step out into by faith may not be comfortable, but God is with us. Keep that in mind. The G-O-D, God bless.